Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on 710 WOR.
Happy Tuesday, everybody, at 8:55 in the morning. Now, Len, when I was growing up, my mother was addicted to Good Morning America, and Spencer Christian, he was the weatherman. We got the weather from him every morning, and then one day he just was gone.
I predate you, so Spencer, of course, worked at Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
Oh, before he made the big time in Good Morning America.
He was a weather guy. He also did some sports, so he knows his stuff. So
he does.
My friend Spencer Christian.
Well, he disappeared because he had a terrible gambling addiction, and he talks about that in his memoir, just out now. It's called You Bet Your Life, How I Survived Jim Crow Racism, Hurricane Chasing, and Gambling. It's out from Simon and Schuster, and Spencer joins us on the line now. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning, Michael and Len. Good to be with you guys.
Hi, Spence.
Hey, Len, how you doing?
It's been a long time, pal.
It's been a long time.
And I have
time.
To tell you, I had no idea that you had this issue. Is this something you were able to mask from people?
Yeah, I was. I mean, people who knew me well, Len, knew that I was a high roller. I loved going down to Atlantic City, and I loved going out to Vegas. I think everyone who knew me, and certainly my colleagues at work, just thought it was my form of recreation. You know, I would get invited to all the VIP events and get the comp tickets to the Mike Tyson's fights, you know, stuff like that. But no one knew the extent of it. They didn't realize how addicted I was and how much debt I was in and how much worry and guilt I was constantly dealing with, you know, how to cover the casino debt and all that stuff. It was a problem for nearly 30 years.
Spencer, they always say you can't come up until you've hit the bottom, the rock bottom. What was that bottom for you?
The bottom for me probably occurred when I left Good Morning America and moved out to KGO-TV in San Francisco. That's the ABC-owned station out there. So I left the national stage and moved back to local news, where I was making a lot less money, but I still had markers out at 14 casinos. I fell behind on income taxes. I eventually went through a bankruptcy. That was the low point for me. That was in the early 2000s.
We're on with Spencer Christian, former weatherman, co-host of Good Morning America. And Spencer, how timely today that the Supreme Court has okayed the states to initiate sports gambling. I'm sure you have some thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, I'm okay with that because, I mean, why should one state, Nevada, be the only state where you can place a sports bet? So I'm okay with extending that right to other states or people in other states. But I would caution people who gamble because, you know, I got hooked on it. I know that everyone who gambles doesn't become an addict. Everyone who drinks doesn't become an alcoholic. But there is something seductive about the rush of gambling that can easily turn an innocent recreational gambler into a hardcore addict. And I would just caution people to try to maintain some self-control. But I would not want to restrict anyone's right to go place a bet.
Spencer, do you remember the first time you placed a bet, and did the excitement just grab you right then?
It did. I had that beginner's luck. First time I was in a casino when casino gambling opened up in Atlantic City in 1978 at Resorts International. I went down there to see what it was like to gamble in a casino, and right away, you know, all the stimuli were coming at me and all the ding, 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 ding sounds, and I had a little luck playing blackjack and won some money. Then my next trip to a casino was my first trip to Las Vegas the same year, 1978. Once again, I had a little bit of beginner's luck. You know, I had bought all the books on card counting and, you know, the basic strategy and all that stuff. So I thought I knew enough to win most of the time. So that's what hooked me right away. And then the next thing I knew, I was playing in higher and higher stakes, getting the comps, getting the high roller treatment, which was just about as seductive as the action at the tables itself. Next thing I knew, I was in over my head.
Spencer Christian, I mean, I'm still broadcasting. I mean, I don't know what. I must be an addiction for me. So I'm still doing radio, and I'm doing a news.
Spencer, trust me.
Talk show, Spencer.
Spencer, trust me. I'm trying to wean him off the addiction to the mic.
So I'm still here. It's still kicking. So why are you not broadcasting somewhere? You sound great on the air, Spence.
No. Oh, I am. I'm now at the ABC affiliate in San Francisco. I'm still doing.
Oh, you're still there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And I'm in my 47th year in the business.
Wow. Believe
that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, no, I still love what I'm doing and get a charge out of it every day. And in fact, I'm in town in New York right now to do an interview with Good Morning America about about my book.
Old home week for you.
Yeah. So in the book, I weave together the three primary paths in my life. You know, the growing up a poor black kid in the old South in the days of segregation and overcoming that, and then carving out a career in broadcasting that, at one point had me on national TV, and then of course that dark path of the gambling. And I write about how the three paths intersect and how they affect each other.
Well, Spencer, it's a riveting book. You Bet Your Life, How I Survived Jim Crow Racism, Hurricane Chasing, and Gambling by Spencer Christian. Spencer, thanks a lot for being our guest here on the Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the Morning Show.
Thank you, guys. Okay, good to hear your voice again, Len.
Well, great talking to you. Thanks, Spencer.
Take care.
He sounds great,
terrific.
I got to say.
Yeah,
terrific.
So I apologize. I just assumed he had left broadcasting, was writing books. Nope, still going at it in San Francisco.
Went to a dark place, but now he's back.